From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The FBI now says the gunman in the shootings at the Washington Navy Yard acted alone. Authorities are no longer seeking any other suspects. NPR's Craig Windham reports investigators say Aaron Alexis had a shotgun with him when he entered the facility.
FBI official Valerie Parlave would not say how Alexis managed to get the gun into the building, only that he had legitimate access to the Navy Yard because he was working for a defense contractor.
And he utilized a valid pass to gain entry to the building.
Parlave said in addition to the shotgun,
we also believe Mr. Alexis may have gained access to a handgun once inside the facility.
Parlave says the FBI has received hundreds of tips so far, and she is again urging the public to contact authorities with any information they may have about the gunman. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
A U.S. appeals court in Ohio has ruled that a private firm owned by a Roman Catholic family must comply with a portion of the federal health law requiring it to offer contraceptive coverage to its female workers. As NPR's Julie Robner reports, it's the second appeals court to rule that private firms cannot use their religious beliefs to decline to provide such insurance coverage.
The case filed by the owners of an auto and medical parts manufacturing firm is one of more than 70 filed around the country. All contend that the requirement that their health insurance cover all forms of FDA-approved contraceptives violates their religious freedoms. But a three-judge panel for the Sixth Circuit, like judges for the Third Circuit earlier, found no right for profit-making entities to sue under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Judges in the Tenth Circuit, however, did find that the craft firm Hobby Lobby had standing to sue, so the disagreement will almost certainly have to be resolved by the Supreme Court. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
The first state visit of President Obama's second term has been called off. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Brazil's president won't be visiting the White House next month as scheduled over concerns about American spying practices.
Brazilians have been outraged over disclosures that the U.S. eavesdropped on Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, her aides, and Brazil's state-run oil company. Rousseff spoke by phone with President Obama Monday night, and White House spokesman Jay Carney says that's when they decided to call off the visit.
This is an important relationship. We understand, the president understands the concerns raised by these disclosures, and we're working with the Brazilians on this matter, and we'll continue to do that.
This is a blow to Obama, who has invested a lot of energy in improving the U.S. relationship with Brazil. The two leaders were scheduled to talk about oil, trade, and other issues during the meeting. The White House insists the visit has not been canceled, just postponed. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
In world stocks, Asian stocks, the Nikkei in Japan is up 1.4% at the open, just open a little while ago. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 34 points to close at 15,529. The Nasdaq gained 27. The S&P 500 up 7. This is NPR. Investigators say the fire that destroyed the boardwalk in New Jersey was an accident caused by a failure of the electrical wiring under the boardwalk. A report out today says the fire apparently started under the structure housing a candy store and a frozen custard shop, and the damage from Hurricane Sandy may have contributed to the electrical problems. More than 50 businesses were destroyed, but no one was seriously injured. Governor Chris Christie is pledging to use $15 million in Sandy relief funds to help businesses rebuild. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky is arguing that his child sexual abuse conviction should be overturned. NPR's Jeff Brady reports Sandusky did not attend a hearing today before a Pennsylvania appeals court.
A lawyer for Jerry Sandusky is arguing that the former assistant coach's defense team did not have enough time to prepare for the trial. The lawyer also says that a prosecutor should not have made a statement during the trial that pointed out that Sandusky did not testify on his own behalf. The lawyer also is arguing that the judge should have mentioned that Sandusky's victims, in some cases, waited years to report the abuse. Last year, Sandusky was convicted of 45 counts of child sexual abuse and is serving at least 30 years in a Pennsylvania prison. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Rescue crews in Colorado say the number of emergency calls in the wake of the floods is falling now that hundreds more people stranded by floodwaters have been rescued. State officials say at least 8 people died. Hundreds more are missing. The death toll is expected to rise, but officials say it could be months before all areas are searched. Around 19,000 houses were destroyed. Crude oil prices higher at last check, up 6 cents at $105.49. This is NPR News from Washington.